We originally planned to use the same emancipation grid effect we'd used in Portal 1. We were surprised to hear during several of our early playtests that players thought this map was the first time they'd encountered one. Players walk through at least one emancipation grid in almost every map. Playtesters also weren't able to report the grid's properties. That indicated to us that we needed to better communicate when an interaction was occurring. Our challenge was to create an effect that was more noticeable to players, but didn't look so solid or so threatening that players wouldn't attempt to walk through it. We chose to keep the cool color scheme and reinforce the non-threatening nature of the field by mimicking the kind of water caustics you'd find in a shallow swimming pool. To communicate that the grid blocks portal placement, we added flashes whenever the player shoots one. To warn players that the grid will destroy objects brought through it, we added a vortex effect that increases in intensity as objects get near. Once these changes went in, playtest feedback demonstrated that players noticed the emancipation grids earlier and had a much better understanding of their function.